Hare Krishna. The mind may replay, but we don't have to play. Sometimes some nasty images just come up in our mind without any warning. Suddenly they may start coming up, and as those dirty thoughts start going round and round in our mind, we may start feeling disgusted with ourselves. What am I doing thinking like this? What is the use of my practice of bhakti if I still have such thoughts? Is there any point? The answer is yes, there is a point. The point is that it is due to our practice of bhakti that our attitude towards such images has changed. You know, we are seeing those images as an undesirable, unwelcome impurity. Most people would see these images as a welcome opportunity for a free show in their mental studio. So many times people want to imagine and fantasize about the various forms of indulgence and delight in that. And we may also have been doing that in the past, but the fact that we have changed, that bhakti practice has changed us, the proof of that is that our attitude towards these have changed. Now, why do these replays come and what can we do about them? To understand this, we have to recognize the mind is like a software program that records and replays the things that are impressed on it. And what are the things that are impressed on it? Especially what are the causes deep impressions are those things which excite some emotions within us. So, for example, some of the things that we have enjoyed in the past, that enjoyment itself is an intense emotion. So those things form impressions within us. And then we are always searching for pleasure. And when we are idle or during our default search for pleasure, sometimes the mind may periodically replay those images of our past indulgences. Now we may not be able to control the occurrence of these replays. Even if we want, it don't occur. That may not be possible. They just come up. Thoughts may come up. So what do? Even if we can't control the occurrence of these replays, we can still control our response to them. That means, when these replays occur, we can let them play. That means we can let them go on uninterrupted, just watching petrified sort of, lost in our own fantasies. Or worse still, we can play with them. That means we can get emotional, we can get excited by the passions, and we can expand and add color and shape and further things to those images. If we just play with the replay, then the desires for this thing will become stronger and stronger, then the urge will become overwhelming, and the mental will degenerate into the physical, and we will have a relapse. We will physically do whatever activity that we had done in the past, and that may comprise a fall down. So now, but this doesn't have to be the inevitable trajectory. When the replay occurs, we don't have to play with it at all. Play it or play with it. We can, if we don't get involved emotionally in it, okay, the thoughts are there. But if we don't think about it, and especially if we don't invest our emotions in it, then the replay just runs out of steam and stops. If we want to be even more assertive, if we want to be aggressive to some extent, then instead of just waiting for the replay to stop, we can forcefully invest, redirect our emotion in some potent devotional stimuli, which we can recollect a wisdom-filled scriptural verse which talks about the illusory nature of material enjoyment, or we can intensely chant the holy names, begging Krishna, I want to serve you, I don't want to get in this. Or we can look at a picture of the deity and let ourselves be charmed by the beauty of the deities. So by this, we can trigger a devotional replay. And as our attention, emotion gets absorbed in the devotional replay, that will automatically squelch. Squelch means suddenly, swiftly, irreversibly crush the sensual replay, the mental replay that is going on of sensual things. So that's and now we may think, oh, but I can't direct my thoughts towards Krishna so easily. Yeah, for that we need to practice bhakti intensely. If we practice bhakti on a regular basis intensely, that means at the time when these impressions are not troubling us, even at that time we are practicing bhakti intensely, then when we will, by that intense practice, get fulfilling Krishna-centered experiences. And these experiences will become like our arsenal. It will become like a ready gallery for us. And we can just draw from that gallery, call from that gallery, and we can use the resulting devotional replays. Then that will protect us from, but protect us more swiftly. So the Bhagavad Gita points to this course of action when it says how we can control the mind. In 6.35, Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Asamshayam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagena Chagrahyate. So Krishna says to Arjuna, yes, it is difficult to control the mind. Asamshayam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam. The mind is restless, Durnigraha. Controlling it is difficult, but it is possible through Abhyasena tu Kaunteya. Diligence. And Vairagyena Chagrahyate. Vairagya is renunciation, or we can call it indifference. So in our context, what does it refer to? Indifference towards the mental replays. Okay, they come, we don't get involved in missioning them. And diligence in cultivating devotional impressions. So we keep practicing bhakti, and then as we create devotional impressions, then gradually we'll be able to conquer the mind. We'll be able to first stop the replays, mental replays, before they become too strong, and eventually over a period of time the mental replays themselves will get purged out of our consciousness as our consciousness becomes filled with devotional impressions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.